The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself, "I thank you, God, that I am not grasping, unjust, adulterous, like the rest of mankind, and particularly that I am not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all I get." The tax collector stood some distance away, not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." This man, I tell you, went home again at rights with God. The other did not. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the man who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. It is interesting to observe in this gospel reading how many times the Pharisee at prayer said, I did this, I did that, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. It's full, this person is full of himself, full of himself. And that's the problem, and that's the problem. Because he's become very pompous, full of his own self-importance, and is actually just priding himself on his virtue. The point is, any goodness, any virtue that we are able to practice and live in our lives, this comes from God. The problem with this Pharisee, who is illustrative of those who are full of self-righteousness, full of their own sense of living a virtuous life, the point is that he has forgotten that. He has forgotten that it all comes from God. And he is contrasted with the tax collector, who fully recognizes his condition before God. He shows humility, and humility is to be understood as facing the truth about ourselves. And this is particularly important when we present ourselves to the Lord in prayer. You know, because at the end of the day, God, who knows us inside out, who are we trying to kid if we're trying to present a front, so to speak, that is not actually the reality of our lives, of who we are? But the tax collector got it right. He is illustrative of that attitude we need to bring before God, and particularly in prayer. But it should actually mirror our entire lives, of just being humble before the Lord, admitting before the Lord who we are. And if there's any good that comes from our living, trying to live a life that we should be living, it is purely on account of the grace of God, to whom we have cooperated to receive that grace, and so are able to live the life he wants us to live. So humility is an essential virtue in living our lives in the Lord, and we should pray that we be strengthened in that virtue.